We cannot speak of rights for children in Ontario without the voices of Aboriginal young people.
We take a moment now to listen to First Nation youth speaking out for change.
But are they being heard? Akeisha is from the Ojibwe Nation and works with other Aboriginal youth as well as young people in the justice system.
What you're hearing from me is basically what I think and my voice speaking for my opinions.
I do drum work making. Somebody who was in my mother's class, she was working in the prison. She asked if I would do a drum making workshop there, and I jumped at it right away. And she said that it was for to help them heal and so they could have an activity, a cultural activity. So that's how I got into it. And then I realized that they really need that healing and they really need that help.
Ima ni mama kai se kno market ki anki ki pahoto kama kok niki ka kwe chimek chito taman tawekan usitskeon niki ko kos kon chito taman ki kito okawichi kunawa ninoyao nek ekwa kaya si ansnapo to tamuat ni tasue kaki onse mata yan. Nikikendan tepwe enatawenda muat ninoyao ekwa hui.
Coming from a youth, when they heard my age, just like their mouths dropped, and they heard some of the struggles that I went through, but I'm still standing on my own. So then I wanted to go back more and more.
Nan kaya tas kiapit eni pawyan. Niki na tawendan chiki weskayan awasme mina kiapit.
I see them now, the way they've changed because of what we've been doing. It's really amazing. And because a lot of them don't have an understanding the way they either grew up, how they lived life through foster care, group homes and things like that, they didn't have the access to cultural values and history and stuff that, you know, somebody like maybe perhaps I did, where I could grow up with my culture. Because a lot of them are Aboriginal youth, they face the same problems as their grandparents went to residential school. And so this is why their parents are the way they are. The result of that is their situation, basically.
No kom tas no apamak e kwaye and narwa kwe on the harutamak te puesta mamaska kwe kema machine kawen nita siwa anin kaki obikwa ki so bikwa mayaki ta tawen ka kaye ta kawen puki wapatasinawa and snape ishitskewen nan kaya himariun nita swin and snape mat siwen nik niki shintawik machine and snape uskatsak tepwe. Matsewak anske niki kuma kaki is kisawak kapesiwik knoma kiukamiko kmiwetas uniki kuma kaoje matsewat usam uwe kaki is sick.
My mother is a child of somebody who went to residential schools. You know, that stuff isn't lost yet. So when we go to school, it's always there, like those. And we have teachers who are non-Indigenous. We have all these white teachers. I remember being in school and I would never raise my hand. I would only listen and observe. But that's what I was taught to do. Through even my culture, I go to ceremonies and I would listen and observe.
Mama, how are you? Onijan, Shima, how are you? Kaki, Ayaj, Kabeshiwi, Knamati, Okamako, Knidash, how are you? Onijan, and Kawan Mashi, Kegon, one says non, Kaki, Knomakuan, Hima, Ayamakan. Ayawa Pakani, Wik, Knamake, Kakina, went to Boshi, Knomake, Nikanoke, Ike, Noke, Ike, Nikanoke, Eki, Knomakuan, Kawan, Wika, Chi. Chiki open ketaran, Niki Natostam, Kaya, Niki Kanawap, Chikema, Miwe, Niki Kanoma, Kowen, Ki Anshna, Berian, Niki Isha, Kitchen Tau, Nepequa, Niki Pisintam, Kaya, Niki Kanawap.
How do we hear from young people about a policy that the government is implementing?
Hani Daske Onze Nota Wa. Kwa oske pematsak iwe inafamikewin okamawin ka pagitinak.
Children are considered in our culture, so even though I don't raise my hand, it doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to talk or something. It's just that wisdom does come in many forms, and it's not that I wasn't allowed to talk. It was more of an observing thing, because we are really learning that traditional knowledge. That's the other thing, is that when a child does say something to you or whatever, just, you know, you're supposed to really listen to it. But that wouldn't have been the case in school. You know, white curriculum.
Kina daksok an snabe imatsiunik kawin nitspin ketasin kawin inabatasnon kawin si kitasian nipa kawin si sinunakwan kawin bawiniko esta kawin si kitasian awasme piko si kikinawabian kekon anis miwe an snabe kikindasun kikinomagewin mina tas kutak kekon anapi apinoji Kekon iskitaj kechnaj tepwe pisindan. Kawin uwe tuzgate sinon wem tegoshi gnomage unik.
I get it, because if people are not going to listen, then yeah. why are people going to speak?
Nik kentan gispin awyak ega nat tamuat anintas enabatak.
And this was why I really liked coming here, because, you know, you're listening to me. If people aren't going to listen, they won't talk. We won't talk. They make mixed music of how they're feeling and what they go on. And it really, it's interesting because they talk about reservation life. They talk about how residential school affects them, even though it happened a long time ago. I listened to these tapes and it was amazing. It just talks about how some of the ones who grew up on the reserve and with their grandparents really affected them through the line. I think things like that would be kind of neat to, you know, incorporate. And they're reachable.
Niminuendan huma kabishayan ki natdaushiek kishpin awya ega natdamuach kawin kakakit semen.
When we listened to their music and we were like, oh my goodness, like play more. Like their eyes opened again. Like it's just one thing after the other when you take the time to really listen.
Ininwak ka kipahutoa kitsikewak anin esmoshowat si enat tamak kitsikewat minuentakon kiapi utaminok. Pahkaapiwak minua. Pehsekekon mina kutak afi uta pinna maan. Pissintamuun. Tassutamuak iskunikan primaat siun. Mina kapehsiwi kiknoma tiun. Eto takuats. Isoats weskats eki suwepak. Ninatutan kitas. Kanya bin mamakat ni kekunan mino abatston mina tepinanin.
A lot of the things that we do in the prison to help them is it helps them heal, it helps them to understand, and because a lot of our practices are things that bring your spirit up.
Kekunan ka tu tamak tipahoto kamukok unatau hikunawa uichikunawa nisit tamonik nishin nikutamon nanan.
It gave them a more positive outlook on things, that there is hope, and we noticed that too. We noticed how they changed over just a few weeks, even just their outlook, way they lean forward to like really listen and engage with you, and it was amazing.
I am a gun fan moan. I'm snappy, not siwi, not the wee weon, tepwe, oki natamakunawa. Not the wenda muak, non da wutwa. Nikkentan, uwe, tepwe.
And they want to be heard, I know they do.
You just heard Akisha from the Ojibwe Nation.